Well, you know, we're in a few weeks into this bet that Jeremy and I have, so I went for a run this morning.
How about you, Jeremy?
I ate a whole tray of Rice Krispie Treats. I'm carb loading. I've been carb loading for 2 weeks. You just wait. I'm going to blow the shit out of this contest.
You might blow some shit, but I don't know about
this. I did do
contest.
That, too. Maybe that, I'll just try to get the runs, and I'll win.
So I have a new game. Is it called, is this guy really focused, or is this guy just homeless? So on my approach, we have a mini golf course at this park that I go to, and I see this guy with a golf club, and he's putting, but he's also like running after the ball and like going to different different areas of the putting course. And then he picks up his golf club and just starts sprinting like my way. Now at this point, I'm a little bit scared because I'm like, well, is this guy going to attack me? But he runs by me, but he looks like he's kind of crazy. He has like a big backpack on. So I finish my loop. I'm coming around again, and then I see him like in the middle of the field doing like plyometrics. And
what?
I'm like, I don't know if this guy is homeless or if he's just really intense about exercise.
What are plyometrics?
Plyometrics is jumping. You jump a lot. It's like a...
Why can't we just call it jumping?
Because that needs a cool name.
Can we call it jumping?
He was jump-a-rominin. Jump-a-roma.
Well, do we have one of those fancy names for that thing in the elementary school where you take the parachute and you try to shoot the balls up in the air? Is that got a fancy name now, too?
I believe that is called pre-molesting.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner!
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Don.
I like seeing you guys.
Good to
I wish
see you as
why
well,
don't you
Jeremy.
Move? Why don't you move to
hey,
Hill
good
River?
To see Tony. Good to see Don. It's good to see everybody.
We didn't see each other in a while.
This should really be the intro.
Another episode, Radio for Winners, Tony, Jeremy, and Cherokee Don coming live from the Beat Lab. Check us out, rfwshow@gmail.com. Sorry, guys.
Even know the
you can take the out. If you put rfwshow, you will not get us.
Die.
Lindis Rock. Linda, what was it?
Rindus Ronstadt.
This is what happens when you start drinking pre-show. This is what starts happening. Reach out on Twitter at Radio for Winners, at Facebook. You can find us on Facebook at Radio for Winners as well. And then again, if you want to reach out to us with listener questions, it's rfwshow@gmail.com.
Don't forget our blog at www.radioforwinners.com.
I think,
if you don't put the www, you don't get the site.
But also, if you have other listeners' questions, you can also
other, people listen to other shows, you can ask us about Marc Maron. We can answer those questions. It's fine.
I might be having a stroke.
There's a strong possibility.
So maybe a month ago, around the 4th of July, maybe 2 months ago, I guess then, we played a bit of I'm Proud to Be an American. And you brought up, Don, that your wife gets very sad at that song.
Very, very, very
and
emotional.
I don't want the details because I don't want to bring everyone down. But it did make us think we need to do a show where we talk about songs that make us sad. So hopefully it won't just be us playing songs that are honestly sad. Maybe we have some songs that make us sad that don't make any sense.
But is this
and that's
gonna,
what this is for.
But is this going to be an episode that depresses people?
It won't be. In fact, I think this is going to be cathartic. This is going to help us work out these songs that previously made us sad. Maybe they will no longer make us sad.
Wow.
See? I'm here to help us. I'm here to help all of us and give everyone out there a good show.
So, Tony, I was privy to everybody's list, so I pulled all the information. So the audio quality is definitely not going to work because I had to pull all that stuff. So, Tony, do you want to start with your list?
Yeah, so I will bounce a couple off from me, then we'll go to through Jeremy, then of course you can play some of yours, Don. I'm sure Don's are all Oak Ridge Boys songs and all songs about how he
Elvira five times.
Had some issues as a child.
What song is this?
This song's going to make me cry.
I don't even know what song this is.
Just keep listening because...
Is this Cake?
Say something, I'm giving up on you.
Well, this song makes me sad. I don't even know what it is.
Anytime I hear this song, it makes me feel like somebody just got voted off American Idol.
Is that what this is?
And or NBC has
Is this an American Idol song?
No, no. So this is Tony's song.
I'm coming home.
No.
Anywhere coming up tonight on an all-new ER. George Clooney realizes that he's still on ER. Only on a special
say something
NBC
I'm giving
Monday
up
night.
On you.
I saw the video for it. It's just like
is this? What's the name of the song?
All right, so Tony, tell us the backstory behind that. So that's a great Big World, Say Something. You never heard that song?
No. I don't know who this is.
It does make me want to cry when I'm driving in the minivan with the family. I realize I'm driving a minivan.
When I'm driving a minivan, yeah, it doesn't matter what song's on. Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lollipop. I'm so sad I'm in this van with my family. So anyway, Tony, I'm sorry to interrupt.
That song came out this past year. It also coincided with the death of my pug.
So we shouldn't laugh at that. That is heartless. That pug was full of love.
Come on. Tony's... Every time the song would come on, I would just start sobbing.
Tony's running up the mountain. Say something.
Of all this, I mean, admittedly, the loss of a pet, very sad. Even myself, who thought that, for example, the death of Robin Williams was no big deal, thinks the death of a pet is very sad.
I can't listen to Aladdin anymore. It makes me want
to
cry.
I like to start off the sad songs with the meaning about death.
That's generally going to be sad songs about someone dying, and that was a slow song about someone dying, not like a fast heavy metal song about a bunch of dwarves dying. Right, I picked a lot of those.
So Tony, you gave me 5 songs. So that was the first one. The second one you had, I don't have the music for it. We only picked a couple songs for the music for it. But the second one that you had was, do you know what it was?
I believe it was UB40, Red Red Wine.
Wait a minute. Are you kidding me? That was the one I use as a joke for songs that make you sad. Why does it make you sad? Is it because he says Wooly Pazine? That makes me very sad.
This song makes me sad because it reminds me of when I've told a story before on the air, on the show, when I would I broke up with this one girl I'd been seeing for a long time, and I was working at YCR in York, Pennsylvania, as well as CEI in Easton, and I would sob whenever this song came on, and it just happened to be in the rotation at both stations because both stations played terrible music. So that song just reminds me of crying in a cornfield.
The red, red wine and make me feel so fine.
I don't
keep
feel
me
fine
moving
at all.
All of the time.
Okay, so but at least that makes sense, though. I mean, there are a lot of songs that may not make sense to other people that are personally, reasons that would make you sad.
Well,
the death of a pet,
like
a breakup.
Kind of, resonates in that way. I mean, there's songs that stick with you. They bring up a memory of a time. So that's when you hear, like, songs from the 90s. It takes you back to when you were...
when music was awful.
When music was awful and you're in your teenage years.
So here's another one from Tony.
Oh, man. Now, this is admittedly kind of a sad song, but it's all, like, the comically bad sad song. That's what, if you're going to write a movie where you have a sad song, this is the song you pick if you can pay for it.
I hate R.E.M. anyway.
I don't hate R.E.M., but that was a very abrupt cut. You're not as good at this as me. I'm the master of ceremonies on this show.
I told you the audio is going to be fantastic for this show.
Dee, 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 dee. Well, let's just keep going, Tony. That's Everybody Hurts by R.E.M. Why is that one of your songs?
Well, I mean, that one, it's just a song that stands out as a sad song. There's really no story behind it. Actually, another story to happen.
Were we supposed to have stories behind our sad songs? I don't have stories.
But there should be a reason a song makes you sad, even if it's just that the song sounds sad. Like, his reason was that song sounds sad.
But
okay,
that's
I'll
the
take
reason
it.
That I spend the money with my psychiatrist that I do to help me understand why I cry at some of these
Don,
songs.
Don, you brought up the psychiatrist now. 2 specific shows. Are you trying to tell us that you want to talk about that you're
Say
seeing a psychiatrist
something
now?
I love thing I'm
This is a cry for help on Radio for Winners. And we're going to ignore that cry for help and go to Tony's next song.
Hold on, I'm getting there.
Oh, wow. Well, okay, Tony, let's say he was going to play a song. What song do you think he's going
to
play?
Man, I'm trying to think which song. The next song, if he does play it, it's I don't even know how to explain
it. The Venga Boys. Well done.
Oh, man.
Are you a 55-year-old woman?
It keeps cutting me off, but yeah, so the Righteous Brothers.
This is going to go poorly. Our audio is embarrassing. This is not going to get us on a major podcast
wow.
network.
Oh, well. It's fine.
You should have queued these up ahead of time.
I did queue them up ahead of time, and then all of a sudden, it started cutting out.
All of the sudden.
No,
I'm sad about this song because it reminds me of this horseshit podcast.
Fucking horrible. Jesus.
I think this is our best episode yet. I say it every week and I mean it. This show is a new record high.
I try really hard.
Oh, man. I don't know why this song makes me sad, but it takes me back to my horrible childhood.
Now, did you... that song at your wedding?
No, we did not. We kept out anything that wasn't like before like 1990.
Oh. See, I know why, by the way, these songs are doing what they're doing, because I loaded his up last. That's why. So they didn't have a time to boot up. So I apologize for that.
That's okay. When the others don't work, we'll come up with the reason why those didn't work, too. So that's cool.
I'll be working on my excuse for those in a few minutes.
What was your last song, Tony? We each had five songs. I think you had a fifth song.
What was on the list there, Don? I can't remember what
Tony, I... So, Tony, you had Great Big World Say Something. You had Hurt by Johnny Cash.
Yes, that's one we had decided to play tonight. You know, that song...
I have that. You could have said, Jeremy, you have Hurt by Johnny Cash. I have that on my iPod.
Oh. Yeah,
I feel like that's a really powerful song, though. Like, even now...
Well, you know it's a cover, right?
Yeah, of course, of Nine Inch Nails. But okay. I think it's a better version than Nine Inch Nails.
I think it is. I think it works because you can tell that Johnny Cash is an old man that's made a lot of mistakes.
Well, and his wife had just died, and he sang that song after she had died.
But I'm pretty sure that he would have done it anyway.
I think she was actually in the video.
The question becomes,
her body.
When your wife dies, are you going to sing a song?
No. Lollipop, lollipop.
Horrible. Horrible. All right, Jeremy, you want to move over to your song?
Thankfully, she doesn't listen to the show. Sure, we can go to my songs. These are equally sad.
Okay.
So are we going to go in order that I gave them to you? Because I think it makes sense in that order.
Yes.
Otherwise, it makes no sense at all.
That's fine. Let's just hope that the song plays is all I'm looking for.
Jesus, Don. Okay, I'm already not sure I can make it through this. Although Don making the audio chop is going to have it happen.
It just keeps... stupid.
What is the story behind that?
So do you know what song that was?
That is the song Christmas Shoes.
All right, so Christmas Shoes.
I don't even know who it's by, and it doesn't matter. It shows up on all the at Christmas time, which I'm a big fan of Christmas music. I know I talked about it last year and this year. You're going to realize it again when I play it nonstop from October to January. I love Christmas music. And so from pretty much from Thanksgiving until New Year's Day, I play Christmas music in my house nonstop like a crazy person. And all the the random stations will play this song. And it's called Christmas Shoes, and the whole song is about a little boy who's telling somebody, I'm assuming it's his father or who knows, that he has to go home to get his mom's special shoes because she may need them today because she's going to meet Jesus.
Wow.
It's the saddest song on earth. It is the saddest song ever written. And there's no story attached to it other than the story of the song. My mother is alive and very nice, and she has very nice shoes. But
Johnny, go get your mother's shoes.
It's the saddest song. The only thing that would make it sadder is if a child sang it. And thankfully, it's not a child singing it. But my second song was entirely sung by a child. And I'm sure you don't have it queued, so I'll just keep talking about it if you want, Don.
I don't have that one.
Okay. I don't even know if this is a real song or if this is just on commercials.
Ah, stupid.
All right, we're going to play commercials. I get very upset by the traffic and weather.
Is that Buster Rhymes?
Yeah.
Okay, so
I just said Buster. That's how much I've been drinking tonight.
Yeah. Is that Buster Rhymes? I love Buster Rhymes. the Dear Mr. Jesus, if you remember that from when we were younger, it was a kid singing it, and it started with just like a piano, I think, or synth, and him singing, Dear Mr. Jesus, I just had to write to you.
A lot of
really
your songs involve like child rape and like people going to
see
Jesus.
You know what,
Jesus?
Don? I think child rape's really wrong. Do you feel differently? You pro rape of children? Because if so, we have a real issue.
Is that something I can campaign for like president or something like that?
Don shouldn't be president. He's okay with children rape.
Wow.
What party is that? I don't like that party. So that was my second song was actually, I don't even know, again, I don't know if it's a real song or just like an ad campaign, but Dear Mr. Jesus.
No,
very
that was
sad.
That was a real song.
It's a very sad song.
Please don't
anytime
let
you have,
them hurt your children.
Right. Any song. You could have any song that's a little slower and have a kid sing it, and it's instantly sad. Instantly sad. That's why I cry at all the early Jackson 5 stuff.
Okay.
I think what's really sad is we're only like 4 minutes into the show.
I know, and we have no audio run, and I should just go ahead and play the songs on my iPod. You know what that's not? Jesus, Don.
It's not.
Okay. You know
is
what?
Is this Locomotion?
This is. Okay. I did list.
Jesus, this is horrible.
The Kylie Minogue version of Locomotion, which does make me sad, but not because it's a sad sounding song, because clearly it's an upbeat pop song, an upbeat pop cover song.
All right, so what does this bring up? What memories this date should bring you back to? Where
it takes you back to this horrible podcast. It reminds me.
We can't get one goddamn song to play. It is. So this was the song I remember from the only sixth grade dance that I went to in sixth grade. I went to a lot of sixth grade dances when I was an adult,
It started out as a historic dance.
That's pretty much what I just said. So, in sixth grade is my first, like, organized dance. And actually, I was living in Southern Virginia in sixth grade, and I was moving to Maryland in seventh grade. So this was, like, the last time I was going to see anybody that I went to school with at a social function was at this dance. And they had a lot of other dance songs and stuff I don't remember, but that was the song that I had never heard somehow until that dance. And of course, at that time, it was like a group dance where it was like a conga line almost, and like people like so. Anyway,
it was a group dance.
Yeah, and I went to the bathroom, and I came out of the bathroom, walked into the auditorium, and I was like, covered in blood, and everybody looked at me, and everybody laughed.
No, so okay, so
it was a group dance as opposed to a single dance.
In six, but I mean, it wasn't like okay, it wasn't just me dancing by myself.
I showed up to the gymnasium.
It wasn't a line dance. It was whatever the hell you call like a conga line kind of thing. Like everyone got into a line and act like a train or some shit. I don't remember how it went. But anyway, the point is, this was the song I remember from that dance. And this dance was the last time I saw my sixth grade girlfriend, who I broke up with at the dance so that I could try to dance with this other girl, Eleanor. But you know what she did? She turned me down after I dumped my first girlfriend.
This might be one of those parts you want to edit out so that your wife doesn't ever hear that you still cried to a song that you broke up to your sixth grade girlfriend with.
It doesn't matter. This was the
Eleanor. What, were you born in 1920?
I was. I thought she was a... she was dandy. Point was, it was the first time I realized I absolutely suck as a human being. And that song reminds me of the sixth grade dance where I broke up with my girlfriend at the dance to dance with another girl, and it didn't work out. And I realized I made poor life decisions already at sixth grade. It resonates now. Resonates now.
All right. Well, you had was that your only I, that was your last
that,
song?
That was my last. That was the last one I picked. But the other songs I picked, "The Show Must Go On" by Queen. That's a sad song.
That's a sad song.
It's a sad song anyway. But you also, if you see the video, it's got Freddie Mercury. Super AIDS-y. Yeah. And it's a very tragic video because Freddie Mercury, amazing. And then what was my other song I picked? I don't remember.
The Final Countdown.
Oh, okay. So I don't know why The Final Countdown made me sad. Oh, wow. This is better than queuing it up, just having Don do it. I don't know why this song made me sad. It doesn't make me sad now. Like, now I think that song is amazing. But as a kid, for whatever reason, I heard that song and literally I would just start crying. I don't know why I would start crying. I would be, you know, in my house, and I would come on the radio, and that song would start, and I would literally start crying.
I just had a mouthful of beer when you just said
And now it's all over the microphone and the keyboard.
Wow. Just all of a sudden, the trumpets start blaring, and
I'm not kidding
you.
It wouldn't even get to the lyrics. It would just be the intro, and I would start crying.
Well, it was Europe. Yeah.
I don't even understand, but I had to mention it, because it wasn't like it was once in a while. It was every time I heard the song, I would start crying.
Well, if you don't start crying to this song right here, I don't know what's wrong with you.
I don't know what's wrong with our audio, so it works out. Don is crying right now.
Tony, do you know it?
It explains a lot.
Do you know it? You don't know it yet?
I don't know it. Is this Elvira? Uh-oh. Holy shit, Don
Dreams.
Is...
There comes a time. When we heed a certain call.
Nobody is sad about this song, Don. Wait a minute. Are you serious? This really made you sad?
Why doesn't We Are the World make you sad?
That is not a sad song.
Don't you hate charity?
Yeah, you do hate charity. And this is a song about triumph of the human spirit. It's a positive song.
It's a sad song that, you know, it's that we came together.
Yeah, that's not sad. That's a good thing.
But it's sad in a happy way. Why does sad need to just be in a sad, sad way? It's sad in a happy way.
It was sad in a happy way.
Why is this?
I feel like that's a really white song to be sad about.
I'm sad that commercials are playing. Jesus. You are never doing the audio again. Well, you realize that, right?
That's fine.
This is the last time you're doing audio on Radio for Winners.
Fine by me. But yeah, what is it's sad in a happy way. It just makes me. Did we say sad or the songs that made you cry?
They're songs that make you personally sad. All right. So it's fine to say it makes you personally sad, but then just say because it's a sad song is a cop out answer.
All right. Well, here's another one that makes me want to cry a little bit.
It's a Geico commercial.
I didn't save a lot of my insurance.
Now did you just ruin my song?
You mean the song that skipped? I didn't ruin that song.
You
ruined that song.
I fully don't understand how YouTube works.
You can't handle the truth.
It just disappeared from my screen.
Worst show ever.
That was Piano Man.
Yes.
Which is a great song.
It makes me at the end when it starts to slow down and like kind of build up a little bit.
When it starts to slow down and get all choppy.
And he acts like he's frozen. It's the best live show you've ever seen.
Jesus.
How do you not own this song in some format that doesn't skip?
I don't have it on this computer.
Radio for Winners, we don't play it for shit. All right, Don, what other songs that skip you?
My last song, this song makes me, like, this song.
We're like 10 minutes into this episode because these songs wouldn't play.
No.
We were going to play all these songs for real, and now we can't.
No, shut up. That's not what we're going to do. This song makes me cry. Just driving down the road, if I hear it, I'll just, for some reason, I'll start singing along, and I'll just bust out.
If this is Let It Go by Frozen or whatever, I'm leaving.
This Cat in the Cradle?
Yeah.
All right.
Why?
I guess I can see that.
I don't know. It's just kind of...
Don's Republican.
Wonderful.
Isn't it more the story of the circle of life?
And that makes you sad? The circle of life makes you sad?
Well, when you start talking about the fact that you have to... He's like that. Now that
you got
song,
no one to fold him.
That song,
no one to hold him. No one to walk away.
Makes me cry.
And when to run? The Gambler makes you cry.
No, I'm just kidding. That song. Did you see? I faded that song in and out.
Yeah.
There.
Wow. I'm glad we did it on one song today.
Yeah. Well, at least we nailed it at the end. Hit the post. No, but that song makes me cry. You think about life in general. You think about, well, you always want to start a family, and then you have kids, and you finally have kids, but you have to work to support
and you realize they're
the
terrible. And you wish you never had them.
Yeah. Well.
And then every day you wake up and you're like, oh, another day with these damn kids. Yeah, I've been there, Tom.
Now I want to cry.
So that was a very poor example of things that make us sad song-wise.
The bottom line is we don't own the rights to any of those songs, so we couldn't play them.
We can play clips of them.
Well, that was what we did.
Yeah, we played Choppy Clips of six songs.
Choppy Clips of six songs.
Well, you know what?
All right, but I apologized up front that may have been bad. I don't understand YouTube very well. We're starting to realize that. If anything, I apologize that I couldn't pull that together.
This is perhaps the worst show we've
ever done. No, it's the best episode because it was such an awful fire.
Oh, man.
But you know what would make it better?
The Cat's in the Cradle.
A regular segment like Fat Snacks.
Fat Snacks.
So last week.
But we still don't have music for Fat Snacks.
No. Fat Snacks.
Can you play like something?
All right. Here's what I'm going to play for Fat Snacks.
There's nothing playing.
It's a song that's going to play. There's an intro. I absolutely hate this song. It does not make me sad. Although, you know what? Since it's the only song that's going to play properly tonight, it now makes me sad that the rest of this episode was such a disaster. It was so good on paper. Anyway.
Sorry.
And you know what? It's from a band called Cake, and I eat cake, so it makes sense for Fat Snacks. Let's go with that. So, Fat Snacks. Last week, we started talking about the Lay's promotion where they have four different flavors of chips. And you vote for your favorite on the website, www.dousaflavor.com. I like
that.
I like puns. I'm a big fan. So last week, we had the mango salsa, and it was not good. It wasn't terrible. I didn't think it was an abomination, but I would not vote for it as a future chip. I would never eat it again.
Abomination?
An abomination. Look at you, Republican. What I'm saying is I just...
Tony, now, did you get a chance to get out to the store and pick yourself up a bag of that mango salsa wavy Lay's chips?
I did not because, again, a few weeks back, we had the start of a bet that involved losing weight.
And Jeremy keeps bringing Fat Snacks to the episode.
Yeah, I did. I bought another bag of their flavored chips.
Open it up closer to the mic so we can all hear.
Oh, listen how fresh that sounds. Yeah. This week, the flavor is
audio quality.
Kettle cooked wasabi ginger. Now, Don, I'm going to warn you. This
wasabi.
Is hot. It's going to be very spicy.
Now.
But I do like wasabi.
Does this have a bone in it?
It does not have a bone in it.
For, side note with the wasabi. Do you guys use a lot of wasabi with your sushi?
I do use a lot of wasabi with my sushi.
To the point where it becomes painful, and then like you continue to put more wasabi in, even though it actually burns your nostrils.
I don't do wasabi.
But you put the ginger on to you know, eat the ginger afterwards, or put the ginger on with it to cool it down some.
I don't use the ginger. That's for pussies. Oh,
well, I like it. And this is wasabi ginger chips. So, Tony, I did mail another one in an envelope for you.
So, wait a minute. Wasabi ginger chips, so the ginger offsets the wasabi, so therefore not as spicy.
Right.
So should I
It'll
eat
have
this
a
now?
Slight aftertaste of ginger, I'm hoping.
I'll eat mine first. Oh, it smells horrible.
It does smell like sushi, which means this just smells like old fish. But in a way, I like it because I do like wasabi. Now, your face says you're not a fan of me or this chip. So what do you think, Don?
It's not actually not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
I mean, it does smell. It has a definite ginger smell. Not, I didn't even smell the wasabi, but let me give mine a shot here.
That's not bad. A little bit closer. You got to eat it into the mic.
Oh, yeah.
This chip reminds me of Eleanor.
Eleanor?
I'm going to be honest. I like these. Wasabi ginger chips, big fan.
I'm going to give it a thumbs up. You know what I could taste more than the wasabi ginger? The soy sauce.
You can taste soy sauce. It's really just a soy sauce chip.
That's really all it is.
With some flecks of green.
That's right.
But it's a very good soy sauce chip with flecks of green. I would highly recommend the Lay's Kettle Cooked Wasabi Ginger. So go out to the store and grab yourself some and vote at dousaflavor.com.
Do us a flavor.
And while you're at dousaflavor.com, you could also go to ESPN.com and start their Pigskin Picks League for Radio for Winners. We still have 2 weeks left till the start of the season. So you can join. Our group name is RFW Pigskin. Password, as always, is penis.
And we got coming
now,
up, I guess.
If we were
to
start about last week's or last year's season, who finished number one on that? If we were to recap that again.
You mean of the three of us or of
the overall winner as well?
The overall winner was
Curly
Pubes. The overall winner was Curly Pubes. He came in the studio. We did a live prize award. And then
no longer allowed
of
back.
The three of us, not I actually did the best in the league, but I did the worst in the playoff picks.
But I did the best in the playoff picks.
Yes, which is why I had to buy a Bonchon or something. I forgot what I bought. No, Heroes Strips.
And again, Curly cannot participate this year.
Curly Pubes is not on the list so far.
Because he cannot come back.
But you know what? He just has to pick a different name. You wouldn't even know it since you don't monitor it at all. But I do. So please join us on our Radio for Winners Picks League. All you got to do every week, you get up before Thursday's game, pick all games for the week. You just got to pick winners. We don't even do spread. We just do win-lose. Whoever picks the most wins at the end of the year, the end of the regular season, wins a $5 or more Radio for Winners prize pack.
And that's a pretty amazing prize pack right there.
Last year, it was a pinata filled with $5 and pennies. So really, it's going to be a good prize.
And Annie's Chuns.
And Annie Chuns that are all over the floor still.
Still all over the floor in a beat lab. So, but also, we need you to get your friends, your family members to join as well. We're trying to get as many people as we possibly can to join the league. Even if they don't listen to the show, you can tell them that they're just joining something to help raise awareness for cancer.
For owls.
For owls.
Yeah. Oh, laughing at a terminal disease. That's the Radio for Winners way. And also the Radio for Winners way, recycling songs we already used earlier.
Yeah, pretty much.
And this one may not skip, crouched, but who knows?
Wow. Engines
pumping, I tell you, from now on out, this song is going to make me cry because this could be, even though my favorite episode we've done so far, because every week is my favorite episode, this episode was a giant train wreck, and this is why I'm going to do audio from here on out.
Constraints of a short-term memory.
See you guys next
week. See you next week unless you gave up. And secretly stern as they speed through the finish, the flags go down, the fans get up, and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up, and long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting. 3, 2, 1, go.
You can follow. You can. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners. Or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.